The Abbott versus Upjohn case highlights the difference between a core business and a hedgehog concept. Just because something is your core business, just because you've been doing it for years or perhaps even decades, does not necessarily mean that you can be the best in the world at it. And if you cannot be the best in the world at your core business, then your core business cannot form the basis of your hedgehog concept. Clearly, a hedgehog concept is not the same as a core competence. You can have competence at something, but not necessarily have the potential to be the best in the world at it. To use an analogy, consider the young person who gets straight A's in high school calculus and scores high on the math part of the SAT, demonstrating a core competence at mathematics. Does that mean the person should become a mathematician? Not necessarily. Suppose now that this young person goes off to college, enrolls in math courses, and continues to earn A's, yet encounters people who are genetically encoded for math. As one such student said after this experience, "It would take me 3 hours to finish the final." Then there were those who finished the same final in 30 minutes and earned an A+. Their brains are just wired differently. I could be a very competent mathematician, but I soon realized I could never be one of the best. That young person might still get pressure from parents and friends to continue with math, saying, "But you're so good at it." Just like our young person, many people have been pulled or have fallen into careers where they can never attain complete mastery and fulfillment. Suffering from the curse of competence, but lacking a clear hedgehog concept, they rarely become great at what they do. The hedgehog concept requires a severe standard of excellence. It's not just about building on strength and competence, but about understanding what your organization truly has the potential to be the very best at and sticking to it. Like Upjohn, the comparison companies stuck to businesses at which they were good, but could never be the best, or worse, launched off in pursuit of easy growth and profits in arenas where they had no hope of being the best. They made money, but never became great. To go from good to great requires transcending the curse of competence. It requires the discipline to say, just because we are good at it, just because we're making money and generating growth, doesn't necessarily mean we can become the best at it. The good to great companies understood that doing what you are good at will only make you good. Focusing solely on what you can potentially do better than any other organization is the only path to greatness. Every good to great company eventually gained deep understanding of this principle and pinned their futures on allocating resources to those few arenas where they could potentially be the best. The comparison companies rarely attained this understanding.